Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for joining the Prayer News Network Global. God bless each and every one of you for taking time out to tune in and be with us. Amen. Lord God, listen, we already know that you came expecting a blessing. Amen. You came expecting something. Glory be to God, because by the moment you pick that phone up and dial that number, amen, or whenever you tapped into us, glory to God, via internet or Facebook or podcast, amen, Jesus, that was an act of faith. Amen. Glory to God. And we just trust and believe that the Lord has a blessing for you on tonight. And we just want to, again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in with us. God bless you. We do pray that you had a beautiful time today in the service of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Or if you, amen, glory to God, did not have service today, that you took time out to be in the presence of the Lord, took some time out to be with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. That's important, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. That's so important. Glory to God. Amen. Because we know that in his presence is fullness of joy. Yes, yes, yes. And pleasures. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Because people of God, he got it already set. It's already set. Amen, Jesus. Everything is already set. Glory to God. Just when we walk in obedience, amen, Jesus, we reap the blessings of the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord again today. Again, thank you for coming out to be with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and once you get in, go ahead and text somebody or drop the invite to a couple of those group texts. Just drop a text message in there. Say, join me on the PNN. Just tell them, join me on the PNN. Glory to God. Amen. Tell them you'll be glad you did. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again. Go ahead and send out that text message to a couple of people. Let them know that we're ready. Amen. Let them know, amen, that the feast of the Lord is going on over here. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again for each and every one of you. We thank God for you. We do want to let you know, as always, that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get copies of the broadcast. We'll give you two numbers afterwards whereby you can call in. Amen. Or not call in. I'm sorry. You just simply text. Text in and we will give send you your personalized copy. Once you get your copy, people of God, we just kindly ask that you don't keep it to yourself, but just send it to someone else. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. We want someone else to be blessed. When you have something good, glory be to God, you just want to share it. Amen. Glory to God. So we're not stingy. Amen. We're not stingy. Glory to God. But we're trying to share this word and get this word out to as many people as possible. Amen. And the word is doing just what God, amen, Jesus has intended it to do. It is going. It is expanding. And we're giving God thanks now that we're in 48 countries. Amen. Glory to God. Listening audience keeps increasing. Amen. Last we heard, it was like 20 million people. Just phenomenal, exponential, divine growth. Amen. Glory to God. So this word is skipping, going. Amen. Glory to God. Going into places, glory to God, that we may never, amen, our feet may never touch those grounds. But we thank God that the voice is traveling throughout the airways and people are listening. So we just want to thank you for whatever you're listening from. We just want to take this time out to thank you, whatever country you're in. Amen. We just want to thank you and let you know that we know that you are listening, and we appreciate you for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. We thank you so much. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, as we continue to pray and as the Lord continues to do his work here on the Prayer News Network Global. We're so grateful, people of God. Truly, it's the Lord's doing. It is the Lord's doing. We can take no claim to it. Amen, Jesus. But other than yielding, amen. And here we are. We're yielding to the divine will of God. And as such, people of God, the Lord is moving by his Spirit. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We give him honor and glory. Amen, Jesus. Again, for each of you, wherever you're listening from, amen. We pray, amen, Jesus, that what you need, amen, glory to God, God's got it for you. We just believe that. We just believe that, glory to God, amen. We just believe, glory to God, that you have come searching for something, amen, Jesus. And we just believe, God, by faith, that he's going to supply, amen, what you need, amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise. We thank God tonight, amen. Glory to God for all of our leaders, amen. Again, unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Lead, guiding, directing us every step of the way, thanking the Lord for him and thanking the Lord for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking God as well for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, glory to God, senior apostle Huggins, amen, thanking God for him, thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina as well, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, senior. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight. Glory be to God for the women of God that stand by their side. Amen. Thanking God for them. Praying women. Amen, Jesus. Praying daughters of Zion. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For them, we're thanking the Lord for our advisors on tonight, each and every advisor. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To Minister Ollie. Amen. Evangelist Stamper. Amen. We give God thanks for these women of God. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Jones. Amen. Glory be to God. Them holding their place. You probably heard, amen, or received calls from either of them. Amen. They're part of our outreach ministry, our outreach. Amen. And we thank God for them for reaching out. Amen. Checking on you, people of God. Amen. Because we love, we care, we appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God. So we always want to stay connected. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight as well. Glory to God for Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Both she and Minister Emmanuel, our co-hosts, thanking God for them. Glory be to God and for them availing themselves in the service of the Lord. Lord God, to help this work continue to move forward. Amen. Lord God, indeed, people of God, it's not a one-man show, but we give God thanks and we give God praise for them. Amen. From several different ministries. But the Lord, glory to God, has brought us together for a common cause. Amen. Glory to God for this work in particular. And we thank the Lord for it. Amen. We thank God for our songbird. Amen. Sister Robin, glory be to God, one of our PNN advisors as well. Amen. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus, for Sister Chelsea as well. Glory be to God. Just giving him thanks, giving him praise. Amen. Glory be to God. And thanking God for each and every one of you. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God who are here. Amen. Advising. Glory be to God. Amen. Letting us know. Amen. Helping us to hold it in the world. Amen. Thanking the Lord. Amen. For Evangelist Smith as well. Amen. And Tortola. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Always willing, available, helping us. Amen. Glory be to God, to stay in the divine will of God. Thanking God for her. Thanking God for Evangelist Gail. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord tonight for Elder Packer. Thanking the Lord tonight, glory be to God, Missionary Fan. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord. Amen. Just thanking God for each and every one of you, our celestial intercessor. Amen. Evangelist Paula Everett. Amen. Thanking God for her. Amen, who truly had the heart of this outreach, amen, in her heart, amen. It was in her heart, people of God. It was just a part of her. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, Jesus, for each and every one of you on tonight, for, again, helping this work to move forward. Amen, Sister Clarissa, amen, thanking the Lord for her. Amen. Another one of our songbirds. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Sister Anita. Amen. Thanking the Lord for her. Glory be to God. And we're thanking the Lord now. Amen. As well. Glory be to God for our scripture reader. Amen. Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Hallelujah, people of God, because truly God is doing something in the midst of us, right here in the midst of us. God is, glory to God, he's raising up an army for himself. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. He's chiseling us. Amen. He's taking off. He's peeling us like onions. Amen. Taking off of us those things that, amen, glory be to God, would hinder us. Those weights, amen, he's taking those things off of us, people of God. Glory to God. And we give him thanks and we give him praise for it. Yes, we do. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank him. We bless him for each and every one of you. We do. We thank you for, glory be to God, all of our loyal listeners. Amen, Jesus. We can't even begin. Amen. We can't even begin, glory to God, to enumerate everybody. But we thank God again for our mothers. Amen. Thanking God for our mothers that are here on the line. Amen, Jesus. Mother Holmes, who's here faithfully. Amen. Every night, God bless you, mother. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. And the other mothers that are here. Amen. Amen. Mother Borum, thanking God for you, Mother Borum. God bless you. Amen. Just giving God thanks and praise. Amen. Because he has put this thing together, just this ministry together, just the way he wanted it. Across the miles, glory to God, but yet still so effective. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We glorify him. Amen. For all, again, that he's done. Truly, we can say that he has done us well. Amen. Glory to God. He has truly done us well. And yes, Lord, we are so grateful tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So very, very grateful tonight for all that he's doing. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Minister Emmanuel, if I can get you to hold the platform for just a moment, amen, Jesus, just a moment, if you would, glory be to God. I need to step away for just a moment.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. As the protocol has already been established, we just thank God, amen, for this day, for this night. Amen. We pray that you had a blessed day. We pray, amen, that you was able to enjoy the Lord and worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. Truly one thing about it, God, he has so much more in store for us. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things that the Lord has in store for them that love him. Truly, we love the Lord so we can look forward to great things. Amen. Pastor, going to speak on this morning. And amen, amen. Tell the church that greater is coming. Amen. You haven't seen nothing. You just hold on. Wait a little while longer. Amen. God is about to show out. Amen. And show up in your situation. And I'm expecting God to do just that in my life. Amen. And we're believing God to do that in your life. Amen. But you got to hold on. You got to keep the faith. Trust God. Amen. To the end. Amen. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we just praise God. Amen. We bless God for each one, every one of you that, amen, coming back to the line this night. Amen. We pray, amen, that God will, amen, give you what it is that you're seeking after. Amen. Praying for all according to his will. Amen. It's important that we pray the will of God, that God's will be done. Amen. The things that we desire of the Lord according to righteousness, according to the will of God. He said, amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It ain't nothing wrong, amen, having desires and, amen, desiring God to do things in your life as long as it's according and lined up with the word of God and with his will. Because God, amen, he don't want to give us anything that's going to separate us from the love of Christ. He's not going to give us anything that will pull us away from him and his love. Amen. Now, the enemy will. The devil will set you up, and he will present things to you and make you think that it's from God. Amen. But all along, it'd be nothing but a trick of the devil to deceive us, amen, to turn us away from God, amen. But we don't want nothing to turn our hearts away from God. We want to be focused, amen. We want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we're going to keep on working. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on striving to please God, amen, in spite of the cost. Sometimes the cost, amen, is great. Amen. But one thing about it, God, amen, he will bring us through victoriously. So we just bless God. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. Our first-time listeners, if we have any first-time listeners on the line, which we believe we do, somewhere in the world, somebody has come across this broadcast tonight. Amen. And we're so glad that you're tuning in, amen, to this broadcast. Amen. Whether by, amen, Blog Talk Radio, amen, like before stated already, Facebook, amen. If your first time dialing in to this great Prayer News Network global broadcast, we just want to greet you, amen, and love you and welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our arms are open wide, amen, saying welcome to the Prayer News Network global. Amen. We love the Lord tonight. We just bless God. We praise God. Amen. We just glorify God, amen, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I'm not sure if Evangelist is back in position yet or not. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If not, amen, we're going to go ahead and do the sanctification of the line. Amen. We want to do the sanctification of the line while we're waiting on the woman of God.
The recording has started.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your hearts and minds on Jesus. Amen. Let us, amen, go to the throne of God, amen, together. Amen, touching and agreeing. He said, when one or two are touching and agreeing, he said, I will be in the midst. And we know that God is already here. We just want to touch the hem of his garment so that we can feel the presence of the Lord and know that he is near us this night. Our Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we only thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to come together to assemble on this line once again at that point in time and hour. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory. Oh God, for you have been mighty good to us. You have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Father God, we thank you for the mind to serve you. We thank you for the mind to live for you. Father God, we thank you for the mind, oh God, just to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise. We give your glory tonight. Oh God, we lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. Oh God, we just come to bless you tonight. We come to praise you. Oh God, we give you the glory that's due unto your name. Huh? Oh God, if it had not been for you who was on our side, Tell me, where will we be tonight? Oh, God, we will be like a ship without a sail. We will be tossed to and fro. Oh, God, we will be driven with every wind and doctrine that come our way. But, Father God, we thank for being our anchor tonight. Oh, God, we thank for keeping us steadfast. Oh, God, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. We thank for being our anchor tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you right now, God. We thank for power. In the precious blood of Jesus, we thank for victory, victory to overcome every trial and every sickness. Oh, God, Satan is defeated. You are exalted. Jesus is Lord. You reign forevermore. You sit high, and you're looking down low. You're beholding the good and the evil. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to our cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your covering tonight. We thank you for your protection, your divine protection that follows us. Oh, Jesus. We thank you tonight for dispatching your angels, oh God, to encamp around about them that fear you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. You say when you see the blood, you will pass over. We thank you tonight for being a hedge around about us tonight. Oh Jesus, we give you glory. We lift our hands towards heaven tonight. And we say thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're going to do. Oh, Jesus, you are a good God tonight. You've been mighty good. You keep right on blessing us. You keep right on making ways out of no way. You keep right on opening up doors that seem to be closed in our face. Oh, God, you're that kind of God. You're a miracle worker. You're a miracle worker. Oh, Jesus, you can perform a miracle. Oh, God, your hand is not short that it cannot save. Your ear's not heavy that it cannot hear. Oh, Jesus, remove every sin tonight. Remove every transgression. Father God, we repent tonight. We repent for the remission of our sins. We repent tonight for every idle word spoken out of our mouth. We repent tonight for every unclean thought that we process in our minds. Oh, Jesus. We repent tonight for every iniquity, every sin that we are hiding in our heart. Oh, Jesus. We acknowledge tonight, Lord, we're weak, but you are strong. Oh, God, be our strength tonight. We need strength, Lord. We're asking you one more time. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Oh, Jesus, we're asking you tonight. Another night, God, to ask you for mercy. Another night, God, to ask you for forgiveness. Oh, God, we may not have dotted every I. We may not have crossed every T. But, Lord, we're pressing on. We're pressing on tonight. We're striving to reach heaven. We're striving to make heaven our home. But we need a little help tonight. We need help tonight. Be our help, God. Be our strength tonight. Be our Redeemer tonight. Be our Savior tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins and my iniquity? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? What can restore my soul? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood, oh God, that flows from the highest mountain,
to the lowest valley, huh? The blood of Jesus, that was shed on Calvary, over 2,000 years ago, The blood, the blood of Jesus, came streaming down, in the name of Jesus, out of your side, came blood and water, The blood, for redemption, The water, for cleansing, Cleanse us tonight, Cleanse us, Lord, Cleanse us, Lord, Cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness, Sanctify us, make us whole, make us whole tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, nothing, nothing is impossible, with you tonight. For we know, that all things are possible, to him that believe. Lord, I believe, and I am sure, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. To whom shall we go? Where are we going to go? Who are we going to turn to? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We are persuaded. We're persuaded in our minds that you're able to keep us. You're able to keep that which we have committed against that day. Oh, Jesus, we know you are keeper. You are healer. Oh, God, for both body and soul. In the name of Jesus, you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise, that do unto your name, we won't rob you, of your praises, we won't steal, none of your glory, but we give it all to you, you get the glory, you get the glory, you get the glory tonight, oh, glory to God, you be glorified tonight, in the name of Jesus. You be glorified in the sun tonight. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Oh, God, though we walk through the valleys in the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Oh, God, you're with us tonight. Thy rod and our staff, they comfort us. Thou prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. Oh, God, our cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Oh, glory be to God. We believe you, God. Oh, God, thank you for favor tonight. Thank you for grace, God. When we didn't deserve it, God, you gave it to us anyway. Oh, God, we rejoice for your name. We praise you for that tonight. We could have been dead and gone. You could have wiped us out. Oh, God, but you had mercy on us. You look beyond our fault, and you saw our need. Oh, God, you saw, God, that we needed mercy, that we needed help tonight. Oh, God, it's because of your mercy that we are not consumed. Oh, glory to your name, God. Only by your grace that we are saved. For by grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Father God, we thank you for that gift tonight. Thank you for the gift of God. Oh, God, we pray you ask that you have your way tonight. Move on the line, God. Move from heart to heart. Move from mind to mind, from residence to residence. Oh, God, where everyone is assembled, God. Go on to the vehicle, God. Go on to the home, God. Go on to the workplaces tonight. Meet us at our need tonight. Right where we are, God. Meet us, God, right where we are tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know the needs of your people tonight. Oh, God, some come with one thing. Others come with another need. Oh, God, need healing for the body. Oh, God, some need encouragement for the soul. Oh, God, some need a heart fixer. Some need a mind regulator. Oh, God, some need a bridge over troubled waters. Be everything that we need tonight, God. Oh, God, we know you're everything. You're everything that we need. Oh, God, there's no shortage in you. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Bless the platform tonight. Oh, God, that you have ordained this design for this night. Oh, God, whoever shall come forth, oh, God, we pray that you will be with them. Lead them and guide them. Anoint them and quicken them by your spirit. Oh, God, let the presence of God, let it flow tonight. God. Let your virtue go out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for strength. We thank you for courage. We thank you for power in your holy name. Oh, God, we continue to pray that you will bless the woman of God. God, bless our visionary, the founder of this great outreach ministry. Have your way in her life, God. We pray that you will bless her faithfulness, her devotion, and her commitment to you. Oh, God, everything that she desires according to your will and righteousness, we pray that you will, God, give it to her, even as you promised her. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for this we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor that due unto your name. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. We count it done. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you tonight. People of God, come on and release a praise tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Praise him in advance. Let's praise him in advance. Glory be to God for what he's about to do. Amen, Jesus. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. Glory be to God. Amen. For stepping in just in the nick of time. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We thank the Lord tonight, people of God, for what the Lord has already done. For listen, he established the end before the beginning. So it's already done. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever it is, whatever you need, it's already done. We thank God for this time and this place. Amen, again, that we can come together. Amen, for surely there's a word from the Lord. Amen, because it's already established. It's already spoken. Amen. Glory be to God. But tonight, amen, people of God, we want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Amen. Get your pencil and paper. Get ready on tonight. Amen, for surely, glory to God, as every night there's a word from the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. But before we go into the word, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We're going to, amen, give space for our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holling on tonight. Amen. She's going to give us our scripture reading. Glory to God. And then immediately after that, amen, Jesus, Sister Robin Jackson, she's going to come and bless us in song on tonight. Amen. Listen, in this time, people of God, don't forget to text somebody. Let them know that we're here. We got to get the word out. Amen. We're getting it out, but we got to continue to get it out. Amen. Glory to God, because we're going for that one. Amen. That one. Amen. We don't know who that one is. Amen. But your efforts, your outreach, your obedience, amen, to get the word out, glory to God, that the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, he knows. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. As the man of God says, amen, Jesus, there are new people coming to this line every single night. Amen, glory to God. And listen, people of God, there is a people. Amen, there is a people. Amen, that the Lord, glory to God, is desiring to reach. Amen, glory to God. He's making a people unto himself. Glory to God. And I just believe we are that people. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So tonight, people of God, as you're making yourselves ready for the word, amen, we're going to give space for our scripture reading. And then after that, amen, our solo by Sister Robin Jackson. Glory be to God in that order on tonight. Amen. Praise him.
First, giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Annette Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all the listeners. On tonight in your reading, I will be reading Isaiah, the 12th chapter, Thanksgiving for God's salvation. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou compassest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doing among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. cry out in shock, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Bless.
Amen. Just thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can somebody, hallelujah. Glory to God. Can somebody just loose a praise? Glory to God right where you are. Right where you are. Just God, hallelujah. Just give God praise. Hallelujah. Just give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Out of your soul. Out of your soul. Glory to God. Just give him praise. Hey. Glory to God. Just give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he's truly, truly worthy. Glory to God. He's worthy of the praises. Glory to God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Glory be to God. So listen, you putting that praise out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you, he inhabits the praises of his people. He receives. Glory to God. He's in the midst of. Glory to God. The praises of his people. Amen. Glory be to God, and praise is a weapon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the way we serenade him. It's the way we let him know how much we appreciate him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, for truly he's worthy. He's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all of the glory. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you sometimes, amen. Glory be to God. When that praise channel, amen, gets open, glory be to God. Sometimes it's just hard to reel it back in. Amen. The floodgates of praise. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Sister Mary, thank you for, amen, our scripture reading. Thank you, Sister Robin. Glory be to God for that selection on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we bring the sacrifices of praise, amen, unto him, because truly he's worthy, worthy of honor, glory due unto his name. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, tonight, we pray that you've sent out those text messages, letting the people know, amen, Jesus, to get ready, amen, for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're traveling. Amen. We're traveling to Alabama. Amen. We're traveling to Brundage, Alabama. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, by way of, amen, Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Coming out of the headquarters, amen, of my ministry on tonight. Amen, Jesus God, there is a jewel in the midst up there. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord has sent our way. Amen, here on this Prayer News Network on tonight. Amen. People of God, we want you to prepare your hearts. Amen, for this woman of God. Amen. She has a passion for the Lord. Amen. She has a passion for God, passion for God's business. Amen. She means business for the Lord all the way. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Coming by way of, amen, Jesus, Brundage, Alabama. Glory to God. But actually, amen, from Bahamas. Glory be to God on tonight. Glory to God. But we're just grateful to have this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we want you to get your hearts ready. Get your pens and your pencil or your paper. Get your hearts ready to hear what the Lord has to say to us tonight. By way of his messenger, amen, Jesus, glory to God. People of God, receive tonight Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Let's see where. Woman of God, if you press *6. Woman of God. Let's see if we can get you on the platform. Press *6, prophetess. See if we can get you. Okay, now take your phone off of mute. Okay, take your phone off of mute now. Looks like your phone is on mute. Okay, press *6 again, and let's see if we can bring you over.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. And before I start, I just want to just do this little song, and it goes like this. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Yes, I do. Though trials come on every side, I feel like going on. Yes, I do. I feel like pressing my way. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like pressing my way. Oh, Lord, though trials come on every side, I feel like pressing my way. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Bless his name. God is faithful. He's worthy to be praised. And this is the hour I do feel like pressing my way. Bless his name. I feel like going on tonight. Bless his name. I feel like lifting up the name of Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. There's no other God like him. There's none like him in the heaven, in the earth. There is no comparison to the God that we serve. And tonight, I lift up the name of Jesus. I bless him tonight for this opportunity and this chance to speak to you under the sound of my voice from every nation, every city, every island, wherever you are from tonight. I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. And I want to give protocol tonight. I want to recognize, hallelujah, my Apostle Huggins tonight. Bless his name. My Bishop tonight, Tanner. My Pastor Lindsay tonight. All the saints of God and this woman, this great woman of God, hallelujah, that has given me this opportunity to speak unto you tonight. This great evangelist, this great minister, hallelujah, that God has given this vision to be a blessing to nations tonight. And people of God, I want to say on tonight, I just want to just tell you a little bit about myself. And from the Bahamas, like she said, bless his name. And I'm just going to share a little history of what I did for the Lord that brought me to this point. And it was where I traveled for 15 years to many places preaching and teaching in churches and traveled the 21 islands of the Bahamas and some of the keys like Jamaica. And I went to Jamaica and Turks and Caicos Island and many different cities and states here in the United States calling men to repentance. Services where I saw the power of God demonstrated in a mighty way with signs and wonder following. I saw people delivered from sickness. I saw demons cast out many times after preaching. God would let a sign take place to let those who reject the word know that I was sent by him as a prophetess to the nations. Bless the name of the living God. I was a part of a ministry under Pastor Gordon in the Bahamas. Some of you, most of you of you from EPC Nation would know her. Was my pastor that is, she's now passed and gone on. But after many years of sitting and learning and serving, fasting and praying, spending time in the word, I became familiar and sensitive. Oh, glory to God, to the voice of God. I began to speak. He began to speak to me concerning evangelism and preaching. I would sometimes be in prayer, and I would just find streets and just declaring the word of the Lord, going downtown where I lived, doing evangelism and ministering to the young men and the young women and preaching and praying with people, doing hospital ministry. It was me doing. Bless his name. And so I give him glory tonight for this opportunity to speak to you to
go and just say, I'd like to say a word of prayer. Father, I give you thanks and praise tonight. I give you glory and honor. I magnify you because you are God. I want opportunity as I declare your word, God. Let your word, God, fall on the ears of the hearers. In the name of Jesus, every assignment, every strategy, a stronghold that is on assignment right now, we cancel you by the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus. We render you powerless right now. We bind the works of Satan and we bring it to naught. Father, let your word go forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a two-edged sword tonight, in the name of Jesus, let your word cut and heal. Let your word bring deliverance, God. Let your word begin to make and to mold us, God. In the name of Jesus, release an anointing that will make ministering easy on tonight. Release your power and your glory in the midst of us tonight, oh God. Back me on the side. Decrease me, God, so that you would be heard in the name of Jesus. For I declare this is all about you. You had this plan from the beginning of creation, from the beginning of time. And so I come to you tonight, God, humbling myself, giving you thanks tonight that you find me worthy enough, God, to speak to your people wherever they are. May they be blessed tonight in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I go, Rabba Shanda, Rabba Hosta. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, Shatta. Oh, glory to God. I bless him tonight. I bless the Lord tonight. I bless him tonight. And tonight we're going to deal with the process. Trusting God in your process. Glory be to God. This was a topic that God gave me on September the 20th, 2021. And I know in this hour that we are dealing with all things, and some of us can't understand what we're dealing with and why we're dealing with and why God is taking so long to move and so long to deliver. And we've been praying and believing God for so many years, bless his name, and still we are waiting on God. Many of us are just waiting on God. And God said to me, he said, do you trust me in the process? Glory be to God. There's a process that we are going through to get to where God has us to go to. And it's not easy. He never promised that this road was, hallelujah, Jesus, was going to be easy. But tonight, as I speak unto you, I pray that your soul be lifted. I pray that you be edified and encouraged to wait on God in your process on tonight. When the question tonight is, when does the process for your life start? That's what the Holy Ghost asked me, and I began to think about this. I say, God, when does it start? And God be hallelujah tonight, Father. Glory to God. God began to speak to me. Thinking about this, to me, and he said, the process of your life began the day that you were conceived in your mother's womb. Started from the time that seed had been planted. You were going through a process. That's his name. He, hallelujah, Jesus. The process of your life started from that very moment, people of God. Because when we were small, some of us been through a lot of stuff. Some has been raped, some has been molested, and you name it, you can just imagine what so many of you have been through, and some of you, you get resentment and become hateful and become bitter, but it was a process God had to go put you through to get you to where he needs you to be. God, who is omniscient, had a plan for our lives laid out. It was already mapped out tonight. And I want you to hear what God is saying tonight. He already knew, hallelujah, the process you and I would have to go through to make it in the kingdom and in this life that we live. And so this whole process is preparing us for the kingdom of God. But and tonight you have to know that the kingdom of God has already started. It is in you. It is near you. We were in the day of grace and mercy, but now that is shut down, and God is now causing his kingdom to be established. Jeremiah chapter 29, bless his name, and verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so God knows what you are going to deal with. God knows what you are going to go through. And so he had a plan in place. Jeremiah chapter 1, 4 through 5 says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came forth out of your mother's womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nation. And so nothing takes God by surprise. We all glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. For when you in your mother's womb, the plan has already been put in place. For everything that you are going through in your life, everything that you have been through in your life, it was all a part of the process. Glory be to God. It was all a part of God's plan. Whether it was good, whether it was bad, whether it was in the middle, it was a part, hallelujah, tonight, of the plan of God for your life. The word formed means new and sanctified. And ordained. That's the meaning of the word formed. He knew you. He made you new. He sanctified you. And he ordained you. These are words that illustrate the extent to which God was active in Jeremiah's life, preparing him that would involve every aspect of his being. Formed. It's a Hebrew word named Yashar, revealed that God, the ultimate life-giving source, is involved intimately with the birth process. And God is looking for an intimate relationship with us in this hour. Hallelujah. And there's a process that you've got to go through to become intimate with God. Some of us in the body of Christ, we are relaxed and complacent, and oh my God, and God is saying that I'm closer. Hallelujah. But there's something sometimes seems like, hallelujah, Jesus is blocking your way. But God is saying tonight, you're going through a process for my glory to be revealed in you. Bless his name. God, who is omniscient, had already predetermined what our process would be like. He already knows. He's an all-knowing God, omniscient God. In Psalms chapter 1, 13 through 18, for thou hast possessed my reins. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Bless his name tonight. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was formed in the secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Mine eyes did see, your eye, God's eye already see our substance. He already saw who we were and what we were going to be. Yet being unperfect, and in my book all thy members are written. So everything about us, every part of your body was already written down in the kingdom of heaven, in the book that God has. How precious also are thy thoughts toward us. Right? How great is the sum of if I, they are more in number than the sand, and when I awake, I am still with thee. And so God is saying, what I'm thinking about you is more than sand on the shore. That's how much God thinks about us. That's how much we, that he compare, and he compare to, hallelujah, tonight. He compare what he feels for us to the sand that is on the seashore. We have to count ourselves blessed that God thinks about us that much. In Psalms 40 and 5, it says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy and thy thoughts which are to us ward. they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As far as the heaven is from the earth, God is saying tonight, so is my thoughts above your thoughts and my ways above your ways. Bless the name of Jesus. When we understand, people of God, tonight and know who we really are and whose we are and who we are serving, then going through the process, we will not complain or murmur, but trust him like Job. And the problem in the body of Christ while we're going, hallelujah, tonight, God, through the process, is we murmur and we complain like the children of Israel in the desert. Bless his name. They had an 11-day journey, which took them 40 years because of their attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude in the sight of God. So many of us are stuck in the position going round the desert, round the wilderness, going round the mountain like the children of Israel, because our attitude needs to be adjusted. In the process, God is watching our attitude. Do we have a grateful attitude? Are we thankful in the process? Can we still give him praise in the process? Can we still worship in the process? Glory be to God tonight. We've got to be processed for the kingdom. And so God is saying tonight, what is your attitude in your process on tonight? What is this process all about? What is God processing us for? Have we ever thought about it? Have it ever gone through your mind, God, what is this all about? He is processing us for eternity to live with him in his universal and everlasting kingdom. And so this is the time we have to be kingdom-minded like never before. Affection, according to Colossians chapter 3 and 1, on things above and not on the things of this earth. We have to come out from among them, and we have to separate ourselves while going through the process. We have to trust them where we can't even trace them. We have to trust them where we can't even figure him out. Because the process sometimes will make people backslide. They will go back. The process will cause people to become weary in well-doing. The process will cause you to become upset sometimes. You may get disappointed sometimes. Hallelujah. You may, my God, feel like throwing in the towel sometimes. But stay in the process. Hallelujah. God wants to stay in. He wants to make us. He wants to mold us. He wants to break the will of the flesh. And in the process, your flesh has to be broken in the name of Jesus. In this process, it calls for a lot of endurance. Bless his name tonight. God is teaching us patience in the process. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 3 to 4 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that war entangle himself with the affairs of this life, bless his name tonight, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. What is God saying? You are a soldier tonight. Just go to war. They can't quit in the middle of the war. They can't go back home even if they want to. They can't take a break in the war. They got to be ready for war. You are in a battle. You're in a war tonight. And there's a process while you're going through this war. Stay in the process. God is going to bring you out all right. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor your riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. What does God say? No matter where you are, chances will happen. You know what you're going through. Chances will happen. things are going to happen in your life. You may be rich, living behind a gated community. You may be living in the ghetto. You may be, but chance happens to everyone. 24:12-14 says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel, hallelujah, all glory to God tonight, of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then the end shall come. The gospel of the kingdom is being preached right now because if you look at the signs of the time, the world is at an end. And because the world is at an end, we've got to be prepared. And so what God has been doing and is doing and will do is bringing us to a process so that we will be able to stand when in this evil day, in this time of labor and sorrow, in this time when the one world order and the one world religion is taking over. We've got to have the spirit of endurance. We've got to go through the process. Bless his name on tonight. Mark chapter 13:13 says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. So when you see people hating, when you see people despising you, it's a process. When you see people out you and scandalizing your name, it's a process. When you see family members and friends who understand your walk with the Lord, it's a process. Glory be to God. God is saying, stay in the process. I am making you whole in the process. Luke chapter 21:18, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you they shall cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but death shall not perish. You got to go through the fire. You got to be hated by friends and loved ones. But he said, stay in the process. Matthew 10:22. Of all men, my God, for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end, the Bible said, the same shall be saved. You need the spirit of endurance in the process. The process calls for a lot of patience. That's the next fruit of patience. You need the fruit of the spirit to be able to come through this process. Bless the name of Jesus. Luke 21:19 says, in your patience, possess ye your soul. You got to go to possess your soul. You need patience in this last hour. Some of us, we like a microwave, a popcorn anointing. We want it quick. We can't wait for ministry. Some ministry so fast that it messes up and you have to close down the church. Bless the Lord. You got to go to a process. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul had to go before he was able to be trusted to preach. Bless the name of Jesus. Revelation 2:2 says, I know that thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst which are evil and has tried them, but say they are apostles and they are not. So in this last hour, we have a lot of deception. Bless his name. False apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, prophetess. And God said these people calling themselves apostles and are not. Some of them rush into the apostleship and they mess things up. He said, stay in the process. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart while you're going through the process. 2 Peter chapter 1, 5 2:9 says, and besides this given of diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And so these virtues that God has named tonight is a part of the process that we've got to go through in order to be effective in the kingdom of God. In order to be able for God to use us, we've got to go through a process. We've got to go through a training of our attitude, of our mindset, bless his name, of our ways, glory be to God, of our thinking. We need to go through a process. What qualities? There are some qualities God is looking for in the process. The process. Qualities to deal with your process are patience, perseverance, long-suffering, testings, trials, tribulation, opposition, temptation, resistance, warfare, love, faith, trust, and hope. These are the qualities that God is expecting from us. This is what it's going to take for us to cross over into what God has us to get into. First of all, let us understand the meaning of process. What really does process mean? Process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. That is the meaning of process. An action or steps that you take in order to achieve a particular end. Wherever you're trying to get to, there's some actions that you've got to take. There's some steps you got to take. And you got to be willing to take risks at times when you're in the process. Procedures is another word. This operation, and it also means action. This is the meaning of process. Procedure, operation, action, activity, exercise, affair, business, job, task, undertaking, proceeding, participation, responsibility, openness, commitment, experimentation, sensitivity, and sense. That is the meaning of the word process. It process always, the meaning also deal with when you have to deal with bank, insurance, companies, automobile, finances, mobile phone, software, computers, traveling, schools, colleges, students, and health. All of these things that are meaning tonight, you have to go through a process to get to where you need to go. You got to go through a process to have a bank account. You have to go through a process to get your phone working. You have to go through a process to travel. And so God is dealing with process tonight, bless his name, in every area of our life, because he wants us to be balanced. And so to have process, we need to have a balanced life. Process is the action taken while something is happening or being done. That's another meaning of the word process. Other definitions, according to the King James Version of the Bible, a proceeding or moving forward, progressive course, tendency, as the process of men's desire, proceedings, gradual progress, course, as the process of war, operation, experiment, series of action for experiment, as a chemical process, series of motion or changes in growth, decay, and physical bodies, at the process of vegetation or the materialization, the process of the decomposition, the course, continual flux as passage, as the process of time. I'm giving you a little rundown of what process meaning, and then I'm going to get into the message. I want to help you to understand what process was all about. And the topic, the scripture is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, 1 to 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, saying, I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If I go, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and I say, I'm come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me whom I have named unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord and came to Bethlehem. The town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? Because they know any time that Samuel comes, he comes with a warning, or he comes to set some things in order, so they were afraid of Samuel. And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. Past when they will come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And verse 11 says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are these all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in, and he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for he is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, the evil spirit from the Lord troubled thee. Bless the name of Jesus. And so we see tonight, we're going to learn about David and what David had to go through to get to the process. And there are some others in the Bible that you would learn had to go through some process before they became what they were. There are many persons in the Bible who went through a process, hallelujah, before they were qualified, hallelujah, in the eyes of God to be used by him. Glory be to God. He took many of them years. It took many of these people years before they were used by God or to come out of situations or some great testings or trial. I choose to focus on David tonight, people of God, and all that he went through to process him for his assignment as king. There are times when God put things in our hearts. You have dreams and aspiration, hallelujah, tonight, and some goals that you have set. And he gives them to us right away. There are times, God, when you pray, you will see God answer your prayer immediately. Bless the name of the living God. And there are times you've been praying for years and weeks and months and nothing happened. There are other times which seem to be the majority of the time when God puts things in our heart, then he makes us wait for it. Often we can wonder, God, what? I don't know about you, but sometimes I ask God the question, God, what are you doing? What is happening? Bless his name. We may even ask, did I really hear from God? Sometimes the process would cause you to question, God, did I really hear? Did you really send me? Did you really give me this assignment? Bless his name tonight. God, what is taking you so long? We question God at times. Bless the name of Jesus. It's during these times of waiting, God prepares promises. During our waiting, he is teaching us things we need to grow, or we need to grow our characters, our faith, and our ability to do what we are created to do. God takes us through a process. And the question tonight is, will we trust God in the process? We need to search ourselves. God, am I trusting you? All that you're taking me through, all the testings and trials tonight, God, am I trusting you in this process? God said he's bringing the third part through the fire. All of us have to go through the fire, but there's only a third of us that are going to come through the fire. In Zechariah chapter 13 and 9, it says, and I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them and I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. What we're dealing with today, people of God, is a process. Do we hear God when he's talking in the process? Are we sensitive to the voice of God in the process? We are dealing with afflictions. That's a process. This light fire of affliction that God has us going through, it's for our good. He is preparing us to be able to survive in this same end time. Everything that you went through from the day that you were born until this present moment, God said to tell you tonight, I am preparing you to survive in this same end time. You look all around and there's trouble, murder, violence, suicide. My God, God, I'm preparing you. I took you to the process to survive in this end time. If we can't endure these light affliction, endure these tests and trials, how will we be able to survive and endure to stand and deal with what's ahead? It's about to get worse. God have us covered, but it's not going to get better. The Bible said evil is going to get worse than worse. But we thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. We thank God for his covering on tonight by the blood. The question God is asking tonight, will you trust the process? And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, God came to Samuel and told him, I have rejected Saul as king. Go to Jesse, where I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Samuel was a prophet, but it didn't take a prophet to assume that anointing another king while Saul was on the throne might go well. It didn't make no sense to me, and I don't know about you, that somebody is already king, and God is telling Samuel, go anoint another person while there is someone still on the throne. Samuel responded to God was that he would be killed if Saul finds out. God said to him, take a cow and put it together, a sacrifice to me, and invite Jesse and his sons, like we read in the Word of God. When Samuel arrived in Bethlehem to speak with Jesse, the elders, glory be to God, in the town were afraid, as we read before. They knew when a prophet shows up those days, it meant there was trouble. Samuel told them, don't worry, I've come to do a sacrifice. God sent me to do a sacrifice. Bless his name. And doing the sacrifice, David was chosen. Bless the name of the living God. David was the chosen one. He has chosen him. Our anointing is there to remind us of the promise that the process we go through will bring in our lives. We have an anointing that God has rested upon us that will bring us through the process. And in the process, people of God tonight, hallelujah, if we trust God, things must change. Things must change. Things must change, people of God. The process that we're going through is an action or step taken that we must go through. We cannot pray this away. We cannot prophesy this away. We cannot speak this away. It has to happen. And God is saying tonight, will you trust me in the process? Will you trust me while you're in the fire? Will you trust me when you're going through hard times? Get better and not bitter. Some people get better in their process. David could have become bitter in his, while he was waiting. All these years, David had to wait so many years before he became king. Bless the name of the living God. He had to wait a long time before God, after the anointing, he didn't just go and sit on the throne. He went back doing, tending the sheep. He went back to what he was doing. Some of us, when we get anointed and God put an assignment on our life, we run ahead and go do something ahead of time and mess up the process. Many people say they have faith, but God didn't do it for us right away. And so we lose faith in God. And we become frustrated because we thought God said it would happen and it didn't. That is not how faith works. We've got to hold on to faith. Some people only have faith for the moment, but we've got to endure hardness as a good soldier. Real faith is what keeps you going until you see God do what he has promised he is going to do, people of God. Faith causes you to say, I have not seen it yet, but if God promised it, I am sure I will see it come to pass. Hebrews chapter 11 and 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the things I do not see right now. Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5, for being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice of the glory of God. Not only so, hallelujah tonight, glory to God, but we glory in tribulation. Glory to God tonight, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So in the process, we need all of these things, people of God, tonight. Bless the name of Jesus. Sometimes in the process, you could be anointed but not appointed. One of the things that seem to hinder a lot of people when going through the process is that they make the mistake of the anointing of God for the appointment of God. David had the anointing to be king, but he didn't yet have the appointment to be the king. Sometimes, hallelujah, tonight, you can have the anointing, but not the appointing. Hallelujah, tonight, God, think about this. David could see he had been anointed. The people saw it when Samuel poured the oil upon his head. Hallelujah, tonight, and anointed him to become king. You might find yourself, hallelujah, in a position, glory be to God tonight, where you can see the anointing on your life. Other people can see it too. Bless the whole Koshanda of Ahosa. They tell you about it. They prophesy to you about it. They tell you they see the greatness in you. But glory to God tonight. But because God is not moving, direct him to move. Doubt stops. thoughts to rise. We become doubtful in our minds concerning the anointing on our lives. And you start to ask questions. Others can see me. I can see it. Why can't God see it? What is going on? Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we feel like God is taking long. We start to question God. Sometimes you can't see what God is doing. God in and around you because you are focused on a future dream. You can be distracted by the things in life. This can make you miss out on a lot of learning experience and the opportunity in the process. Glory be to God tonight. Patience is the key. Are we prepared for what God is doing? Are we prepared? Glory be to God tonight. After his anointing, David's appointment was to watch the sheep. He didn't just sit and watch and wait, looking, wasting time. He wasn't just passing the time watching television on the laptop, distracted by this, distracted by this, that. He was busy. He went. Third lesson, preparation must come before up. This is the third part of what I'm saying. Preparation must come before opportunity. At this moment where you are now, it's not where you will always be. People of God, hear God tonight. Where you are now, you will not always be in that same position. What you are struggling with now, you will always not have the struggle. You may be struggling with, my God, Alzheimer's, some type of debilitating disease. You may be going through some tonight. You may be struggling with lack and poverty, but we declare financial breakthrough tonight. We declare restoration tonight in the name of Jesus while you're going through your process. Glory be to God tonight. It takes patience, people of God. God is trying to bring changes on the inside of our minds. We have mind battles, and God said the process I'm taking you on is because I'm trying to renew your mind. I'm trying to get your undivided attention. He is building our trust in him. He is building our character tonight, our willingness. Serve. We got to serve before we lead. Many people in the church don't want to serve. We want the high position. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, I came to serve. For the heart of a servant tonight, he's looking for someone that would come down off their high horse and said, I'm ready to serve on tonight. He's preparing us to be used for his glory. He's possessing us to be glory carriers. He wants us to carry his glory in order to carry the go through the process. We have to go through trials. We have to go through testing. We have to be tempted, oh God, my shambles of a Hosea, in the name of Jesus. We go through it. Level of his glory to be revealed. Hallelujah. When you look at a soldier, I've got a soldier in training. Training is not easy. You might have to get up extra early in the morning. He called up a shunder of a Hosea. My God, to get on your knees. That is a part of. You might have to pull away from friends and family to get alone in your Bible, to spend some time with God. That is a part of the process. They might not understand your process. They may ridicule you in your process. They may persecute you in your process. They may say you ain't saved. You ain't nothing. Hallelujah. But it's a part of the koshandor of a house. It's a part of the process. Oh, yes, stay in the process. He is training us to stand against the wiles of the devil. He is training us to be his soldiers, soldiers for his army. This is the last hour, and God is raising up some soldiers, some judgment generation. There's a mighty revival getting ready to break forth, but you got to be processed for this revival. You can't bring revival to somebody if you need reviving yourself. You can't cast out demons if you have not been through the process. My God, we're going to be dealing with a lot of demonic forces in this last hour. My God, Jesus had to go through a process. He had to go in the wilderness. He had to get away to be with God. He's 40 days without food. My God, and when he came out, he was well processed for the challenge. We're going to be challenged in this hour. Are you ready for the challenge? Are you ready, people of Oshandorabahosa? Oh, glory to God, did it come Shandorabahosa? The process we're going through is to release the anointing in our lives. Your process, hallelujah, your process tonight is for the power of God to be manifested in you. It's for him to get the praise. It's for your testimony. It's to draw men unto him. It's not about you. It's all about God. Don't go in the process. Don't complain in the process. Hallelujah. Tonight, God, it's to take you higher in the things of the Spirit. It's to equip you for the assignment, for your ministry, for your future. Oh, glory to God. Glory be to God tonight. It's for his purpose to be fulfilled in our lives, to be an effective witness for the kingdom of God. It's all about him. His will be done in us. Like Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah tonight, God. What's in Koshatarabahosa? Oh, God, tonight, the Bible says the word of the Lord is being tried. Psalm chapter 18 and 30, 22 and 31. Ask for God his way. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all of those that trust him. You are not on trial tonight. What is God saying? The word of God that's on the inside of you. I'm testing you by my word. Look at Jesus. The devil came to in the wilderness and tell him it is written. He used the word on Jesus, but God inside, he was able to fight back. If you don't study your Bible, if you don't read your Bible, you cannot fight back. But tonight, the word of the Lord on the inside is being tested and tried for your next level, for your next process. We've got to eat the word of God. We've got to sleep the word of God. We've got to drink the word of God. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word of God is what's going to last. And so we need to ask God for a passion for his word. Psalms 105 and 19 says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried me. Psalms 12 and 6 said, the word of the Lord are pure words, as silver is tried in the furnace on the earth. Refined seven times. We're talking about the word of God tonight. We need the word of God to take us through this process that we're on. We need the word of God to take us through this journey that we're on. Oh, my God, oh, Jesus Christ, help me tonight. We can trust God in the process, people of God. God is preparing us for the opportunities that's getting ready to come our way. This is what we see in David's life. David goes back to tend the sheep, and then what happened next? What happened next? He had to go through a preparation. The preparation had to come before his opportunity to reign as king. What does he do? He went back and he had an opportunity to kill Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 32 to 36 talks about him fighting Goliath, and he won. If you shortcut the process, you short circuit the product. Don't look for a shortcut to come out of what you're going through. else you wouldn't come into your full potential. You would not be all God has you to be. You would not be able to bring deliverance if you don't go through what God has you going through. Some of us feel like we are going to die in our process. Some of us feel like we're going out of our head in the process. Some of us dealing with illnesses and, my God, cancer and sugar diabetes and all type of sickness in the process. But he is a healer tonight in your process. He is the balm in Gilead tonight in your process. Some of you have some healing ministries on this line tonight, and you're trying to figure out why I am sick. God is trying to boost your faith. Hallelujah. Some of you are on medication. Hallelujah. You've got to be like the woman with the issue of blood. Going through a process for 12 years. Bless the name of the living God tonight. She had to get beyond her feelings. She had to get beyond what she was going through for 12 years. Bless the name of the living God. And the Bible says she spent all her monies on all of the physicians. She went from doctor to doctor, spent all she had, but she got worse. Doctors and pharmaceutical industries, my God, they work together. They're not trying to help you. They're not trying to heal you. They're trying to get your money. We've got to trust God for healing in the process. He said, by my stripes you are healed. There is healing tonight on the sun. Hallelujah. God, there is healing. God, I declare, let your healing flow tonight to every joint, to every fiber of their being, to Ekashoto, Rabakandi, Rokoshata, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, release your healing tonight. My in the process tonight, God, like the woman with the issue, she reached out. God said, you got to reach. She had to get down on her knees. She had to go beyond the call of duty. In the process sometime, you got to make a sacrifice. In the process sometime, you got to go beyond what God said. You got to go beyond the limit. You got to learn to stretch yourself wide for the things of God, my Shandor of a Hosa. Oh God, tonight, David had to go through a lot of preparation. If he had not mastered, he used to play the harp. When Saul was going through, he sent for David to play the harp. And the Bible said the evil spirit left Saul. He never would have been chosen to play for Saul. And Saul was familiar with him. He killed Goliath, the lion, and the bear. Saul would not have let his faith, let David face Goliath if he didn't prove to the process of what he did. And the Israelites wouldn't have accepted David as king if David didn't prepare. He would have missed the opportunity, but he did, and it led him to becoming the king God had intended for them. God is preparing you to be a leader for somebody. God is preparing you to bring somebody's deliverance. God is preparing you to speak in some type of revival. God is preparing you to be bishop, a prophet, a prophetess. He's preparing you to be an evangelist, a missionary, an elder. He's preparing you for his work. But you got to go through a process. The question is, will you allow the waiting to develop you or become bitter or become better? Which one will you choose tonight? Get bitter or get better? David could have become bitter, and but he why? Why did he become bitter? That God was used to bring about his to be king. How many of you tonight on this line in every nation know that God is taking you to a process so that his promises could come into existence? When you become bitter, it's a sign of unbelief in the promises of God. Of faith. But when God, Jesus help me, but when God don't do it, and they get frustrated because they thought God said it would happen and it didn't. How many of you have ever been there? How many of you have been to the place where you got frustrated because God took too long? Matters into your own hand. You decided to get into a relationship that was not ordained. You decided to join a ministry that God didn't send you to. You decided to do things your way, like Burger King, have it your way. Hallelujah tonight. But we've got to trust God in the process. And they get frustrated because God did not do it. Real faith tonight, people of God, is what keeps you going until you see God do what he has promised. Faith causes you to say, I may not see it yet, but if God promised it, I am sure it will come to pass. I know tonight on this line, many have been waiting maybe 20 years, 5 years, 2 years, 3 years. And it's your process. When you settle in your mind, you've got to make up your mind tonight that you will go through the process that God will use to bring about his promises. Make up your mind to strengthen you in your faith. And as a result, you'll get better and not bitter. When you have that type of mind, you'll be contented. You know that God is working it out. You know that changes are coming. You know there's a silver line that's happening in the front of your eyes. But you've got to process. God, tonight, one of the things that seems to hinder a lot of people is trying to trust God in the process. Many mistakes that we make is not trusting God in the process. Are we trusting God tonight in the process, people of God? Are we really trusting God tonight? It's a question. The process we're going through is to release anointing in your life. Your process tonight is for the power manifested in the praise tonight, people of God. Are we trusting God in the process? It's for the glory of God. Are we trusting God in the process tonight? Do we believe that we can trust God tonight, people of God? Do we believe that God is making a way out of no way tonight? Do we believe that we are healed tonight? David had to prepare. He had never mastered the lyre or the harp before. But he had to prepare, and he did a good job. He did so well that Saul got deliverance. Have you ever thought about your process? Who are we trusting in this hour? Do we really trust God when we are going through a process tonight? What is your asking tonight? Back to attitude. What is your attitude when God is taking you through your process? What is it tonight? Have you ever thought about it? Is it for ministry? Is your process for marriage? Is your process for a business? Is your process for the next promotion? Is your process for finances? A husband, a wife? What is God processing you for tonight? Education? Go to college? To be a leader? Is he processing you for a house, for land, for wealth, for riches, for parenthood? What is God processing you for tonight? What is God processing us for tonight? It's a question that he is asking us tonight. And ask this question. And God is downloading the answers to this question. He's saying tonight, going through the process, what are we going through? We go into it for his kingdom. It's for his, it's, oh God, tonight. It's to be effective in the lives of other people. He said these are the qualifications we need while we are in our process or going through the process. We need love, faith, trust, long-suffering, patience, meekness, gentleness, perseverance, hopefulness. We need gentleness, goodness, meekness, obedience, boldness, prayerfulness, and watchfulness. We need to have forgiveness. We need the fruit of the Spirit. Like I said before, we need more than the fruit of the Spirit tonight. How long have you been in your process on this line tonight? Sometimes the process takes longer because of us. We are sometimes standing in the way of what God wants to do. Oh my God. What are we doing while we are waiting? Some of us sitting down said we're waiting, are waiting on go and win some stuff. Go and do this and go and do, and we have yet to move. We're asking God for things and we expect God to do it. But God said, what have you done? He said, if you work for me, then I work for you. If you seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, all the things that you're begging me for, all the things that you desire, he said, it will be added unto you. He said, if you delight to do my will, I will give you the desires of your heart. But we got to get up out of the seat of do nothing and start to do something so that God can take us faster. He'll bring us through the process faster. The faster he'll... David didn't just sit around. He was busy. Are we preparing like David did? God must, listen to this, people of God. God must process us before he blesses us. You to a process before you receive the Lord that he's promised you. God has promised us a lot of things. Some of them God are letting us taste. We're just getting a taste to do in our lives. But he has to process us because our mind has to be ready to receive what he is doing. He will put things in your way during your process. Like the Red Sea, the children of Israel block in. They were going to a Pharaoh. But they met my God. They came to a standstill. Pharaoh behind them and the Red Sea in the front. What are they going to do now? What has you blocked in from getting your promise? What has you blocked in from getting to the promised land? What has you blocked in from receiving what God? Many people ask, why do I have to go through so much? Happened, questioned God so many times. But he said, all things you ought to give me thanks. Hallelujah tonight, in whatever state you find yourself in, be contented on tonight. When you look at the life of Moses, Jesus, all of the prophets, all of the apostles, all those who are being tortured, in prison, they were killed, laid down their lives for the kingdom of God. It was not about them. It was there for their faith and what they believe. In this hour, as we come to the end of this age, you're going to go through your faith. Your faith is going to be tested in what you believe. You got to go through your process to strengthen your faith in this last hour. Bless the name of Jesus. And so we got to be prepared, people of God. If they didn't go through their process, we would not know the power of God. We would not be hearing the testimonies of deliverance from these apostles and those prophets in the Bible. They have their testimonies to show us. He never promised that this was going to be easy. He never promised us a bed of roses. He never promised us nothing. He said, even as I suffer, you will suffer. Some of us don't want to go through suffering. Some of us don't want to go through trials. Some of us don't want to be tested. But you've got to go through. They went through a process for someone else to be delivered. Because of them going through the process, we are delivered. Bible today because of their testimony. We have the Bible today because of their process. Bless the name of the living God. If they didn't go to, if God did not choose the word today, it's because they endure. It's because they were willing to die. It's because they were willing to lay down their life. Are you willing to lay down your life for God? Are you willing to lay down your life for the word of God? He said we are to lay down our lives for, but it's going to take us going through a process to die to self-centeredness, selfishness, selfish ambition. We got to put self on the side so that God could be seen through us, so that we'll be there for each other. We'll bear one another's burden. We'll esteem higher people. The Bible says esteem others higher than ourselves. Put others first. Are we doing that? It's a process. Look at what our celestial intercessor says, and I'm talking about my bishop tonight, my apostle that has passed on. He went through, he shared his testimony. He endured it. And today, because of his sacrifice, we at Jerusalem Camp Ground, we have this ministry called EPC Nation. But he had to go through a process, being shot up, being almost going to prison. He went through some things. He left a testimony behind. What testimony are we going to leave behind if God should take us now? What legacy are we going to leave behind if God should take us now? We are in training for the next level. God is training us, hallelujah, for the next level. He is training us for eternity, for his universal and everlasting kingdom. We must go through the process to be qualified for the level of the glory he has for us. For the anointing, we want to be anointed, but it's a process to be used by him to serve others. It's a process. Before he sends you out or use you, he has to train you. You have to go to boot camp. Before he releases you to work for him, he has to make sure you are qualified before he can trust you. How many of you know what boot camp is all about? How many of you know that it's not easy to go to boot camp? Because you will lose sleep sometimes in boot camp. They will wake you up out of your sleep sometimes in boot camp. And so God said, I've got to take you to boot camp to process you for what I have for you. It's like when you're applying for a job, you fill out an application form. It has to go through a process before you are hired. They have to look at your credential and your experience before they approve you for any position. What do you do while you wait? Like David did, he kept on tending the sheep, kept himself busy in preparation for the next step. They might call you, but you got to wait. Or they might not call you. Then what are you going to do? What do you do if you are disappointed? Do you get bitter or find a way to make it better? It's the same with our spiritual lives. We have to go through a process, people of God, to be qualified for the plan God has for us. What do we do while we're on the plan of, while waiting on the plan of God? It's a question tonight. Like David, sometimes God will delay his plan to save your life. How many know tonight that if sometime you rush into something, God will put a stumbling block before you? Something will happen while you're trying to get there. It may be God trying to save your life while you're going through the process. Delay is something God uses for our good while he is putting you through your process. Sometimes God will use delay to get your attention. Sometimes people backslide and abort their assignment while going through their process. Some people can't take it no more. And so they leave the church. They leave whatever God has for them to do as if God did them something. It's a process. Don't backslide in the process. Don't get weary in the process. Don't give up in the process. God has a plan. Do we trust him during the process? We've got to trust God during the process. Even if it takes longer than you expect, trust God in the process. People of God, tonight, I hear the Lord saying, trust me in your process. Don't get discouraged. Don't get weary. Hallelujah. While you're going through the process, stay in it. Payday is coming after a while. Stay, Gunshan Boromahosa. Stay in the process. Don't give up and don't give in. Don't get discouraged. Don't grow weary. Don't throw in the towel. Moses had to wait. All the apostles, they had to wait to get what they have from God. And God is saying tonight, I'm taking you to a process to bring you to the promise. He's taking us through the fire to come out as pure gold. Don't get discouraged tonight. Learn how to praise God in your process tonight. Learn how to give him glory in your process tonight. Payday is coming after a while. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody give God praise for your process tonight. Somebody give God glory for your process tonight. Somebody shout unto the Lord for your process tonight, because he's making and refining you tonight. Somebody shout unto the Lord tonight for your process. Glory to God tonight. Be like David. Go through the process tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God tonight. Glory to Jesus tonight. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God tonight. Glory to Jesus tonight. Somebody lift your voice and begin to thank God for your process. Begin to thank God for every trial and every test that he has brought you through.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah tonight. Abraham promised son Isaac. He had to wait years. He had to go through the process. God said, will you wait on me to process you tonight? He said, while you're going through the process, give me the glory. While you're going through the process, give me the praise. While you're going, lift up your voice and tell him thank you tonight. Tell him thank you for bringing me through my trial, bringing me through this night. Bring me through sicknesses and pain. Stay God glory on tonight for the process. Hear the Lord of Koshan, the Lord of Hosea.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't die in the process.
Glory to God.
Don't jump in the towel. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't lose faith. Don't lose faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't lose faith. When all hell is broken loose, breaking loose, don't you lose faith. Don't lose faith tonight. Losing faith. Many are giving away. Many are throwing in the towel. Don't give up tonight. Stay in the process. Give God glory for your process. Hold on to your process. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory tonight, Jesus. Somebody give God praise for your process tonight. Give God full praise for your tests and your trials tonight. Don't complain, Mama. Give him praise tonight for bringing you through. He's going to bring you through tonight. He is so much and honorable, Hosea. Whichever nation you are, whatever you go to, whatever your process is tonight, God is saying, give me the glory tonight. God is saying, give me the praise tonight. He said, lift me up tonight. He said, give me a worship tonight. Hallelujah, I'm in the midst of what you're going through. I'm bringing you out of what you're going through. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. God tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah tonight, God. I speak deliverance over this line, God. Oh, God, I speak strength tonight that they would come through their process. I declare tonight, you, God, like pure gold. I declare tonight, God, that your word, God, in the name of Jesus, would make us whole tonight. I declare, God, we'll stay in the process like David before we get the appointing, God. I declare, God, that we will be patient like Abraham before Isaac comes along, God. I declare, God, that we be patient like Joseph in the prison before we come to become prime minister, God. In the name of Jesus, say, God, that we would stay in the process. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, tonight. I don't know about you, but I came through hell and back. I had to stay in the process. God, almost gone to prison. I had to stay in the process. Had a cancer assist. God, he in the process. Children
you.
Taken away under the government because I was going through hell with a husband. I stayed in the process. And God brought me through my process. Backslide for 3 years. I said to hell with God, the church, and the people because it seems like nobody cared. Nobody wasn't seeing my hurt and pain. I was going through a process to become what God has me to be. I had to go through.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God. Had a drug addict for a husband. I had to go through the process. Been beat up. The process. Being homeless. The process with 4 small children. It was a process that I went through. Couldn't find food to eat at time. It was my process I had to go through. Felt like thrown in the towel over and over again, but it was my process. When I felt like nobody cared, but God cared. It was my process. And tonight on this land, whatever you're going through, it's for your process. It's for your process. You're coming out like fine gold. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, somebody lift your voice and give God praise for your process tonight. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Oshanurabohosa. Thank you for the process, God. Thank you for the process, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the process, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Help thine own way.
Thank you.
Help thine own way. Thou art the I am the same. Mold me and make me.
Thank
you.
Ever thy will, while
thank you for the process.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you for the process, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the process. Yes, God, thank you for the process, Jesus. 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 Thank you for the process,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the process.
Allah Mashallah.
Thank you for the process, Jesus.
I will.
Thank you for the process, Jesus.
I am away.
Thank you for the process, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for bringing me through the process, God. Thank you for the process, Jesus. Thank you for the process, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I can
the robo God, to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the process, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
While I am waiting, yielded and still.
Thank you for the process.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you for the process. Oh, so shining. Thank you for the process.
Yes.
While we wait.
Thank you for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, while we wait.
Glory, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We wait. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Touch us, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you for the process, God.
Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Save us, Lord.
Jesus.
Save us, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Save us, Lord. Save Lord,
glory to God.
We
come on, lift your
hands. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We
surrender.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Surrender.
Glory
we
to God.
Surrender.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
To your will.
To Jesus.
To your will.
Thank you, Jesus.
To
thank you, Jesus.
Your will. To your will.
Thank you, Lord.
To
thank
your will. Hallelujah. To
Jesus.
Your will. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, no, 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 my shandor of a host fire.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah.
Mm.
We need you, Lord, hallelujah. We need you, Lord, through the process, hallelujah. Through the process.
Process me, Jesus.
Through the process.
Glory to God. Fire.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the process, oh God.
Tonight, glory to God. I don't know if you felt it on tonight, glory to God, but you could
feel, glory to God, the Lord tugging at our hearts on tonight, tugging, glory be to God, tugging at our hearts on tonight, glory to God, to trust him. Just trust me. Just trust me. Yeah. Glory to God. As God. Amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God. Truly, this has been an exceptional night. Glory to God. But we thank God for he's yet in control. Amen. Glory to God. He's in control, people of God. The Lord is talking tonight. Glory to God. He's talking. He's speaking expressly unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Thank you, people of God, tonight for your time. Thank you for your attentiveness. Haya, glory to God. Hallelujah, to hear, glory to God, what the Lord is saying to us on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Truly the Lord has done us well on tonight. Amen. Don't you feel encouraged tonight? Don't you feel encouraged tonight, glory to God, by the word, glory to God, by the testimony on tonight. Glory to God, testimonies, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. He won't fail us. He won't fail us, people of God. He won't fail us. He won't leave us, nor will he forsake us. Glory to God. So we give God thanks again on tonight. Amen, people of God. We encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. We're going to give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, in particular for our international listeners, you can text us via WhatsApp. Amen, Jesus. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. Do get a copy. Get a copy of this message. Amen. Glory to God. Play it over and over. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It will bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Woman of God, God bless you tonight. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus, for letting the Lord have his way. Glory to God. And people of God, we invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Because she will again grace in our platform. Amen. To tell us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So again, don't forget to get your copy. Glory to God. After you get your copy, send a copy. Amen. Glory be to God. Send a copy to somebody that someone else can be blessed. Amen. God bless you again tonight. God bless you, prophetess. We appreciate you. We thank God for you, for availing yourself tonight, glory to God, in the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So at this time, yes, ma'am, at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you, woman of God, for final remarks, amen, and for the blessing of the line. God bless you and thank God for you. Amen. Let's for you, we turn it back over to you. Amen, Jesus. We just want to, amen, pray a word of prayer. Glory to God, amen. Prayer for you on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight for your woman servant. Father, we thank you, glory to God. Glory to God for your word that you've spoken unto your people. We thank you, God, for this vessel now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless her. We're asking, oh God, that you will restore unto her the virtue she's given out unto your people. We ask that you restore. We ask, oh God, that you will breathe upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, glory be to God. We're asking that you would cause your hand to move upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Move upon her in favor. Move favorably upon your servant on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we pray a special blessing unto her. Glory to God. Bless her going out. Bless her, glory to God, from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause your face to shine upon your servant in the precious name of Jesus. Cover her. Shield her, protect her, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, and we curse every work, oh God, every plan. Glory to God, we forbid backlash of the enemy now. In the precious, we forbid retaliation now in the name of Jesus. Father, and we're thanking you now. We're thanking you for your covering. We're thanking you for your anointing. We're thanking you for your blood. Now, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. God bless you, woman. God bless you. You have the platform. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Great Minister Evangelist Bradley, I am so thankful tonight and so grateful, oh Jesus, tonight to be a part of this great platform. Bless his name. I'm thankful for everyone under the sound of my voice. I give all the glory to God. He shares glory with no man, and he gives not his praise unto idols. So we give him all the glory tonight. And I just want to, before I go, leave with you that what seems like a disappointment could be God setting you up for a rescue or the biggest breakthrough of your life in your process. God may be setting you up for one of the biggest breakthroughs you would ever dreamed about. And remember that when you're going through tonight, expect opposition. But tonight, God is bringing us through persecutions and a lot of things. Trials is all a part of our process tonight. And I'm grateful tonight that God find me worthy. I don't feel worthy tonight. So I'm grateful tonight that he found me worthy enough to choose me to be a part of all of your lives in every nation tonight. I'm thanking God for all of you who took the time out to just listen. I had to cut it short. I didn't say all that I wanted to say because I came in late, and the enemy was messing with me. Before I came on, my stomach just went crazy. And me and Minister, she started the rebuke, and I started the rebuke tonight, and I thought I was not going to make it tonight because it's like all of a sudden this attack came. And I said, you know what, God, you have to fix this. And God fixed it for me. And so tonight I give God the glory tonight, and I give him praise tonight for all of your advisors and everybody that is connected to this platform. I bless God for you. I thank God for you. And I wouldn't stay too long because it's late, but tomorrow night, in the will of the Lord, we shall be back again. Blessings upon you all tonight, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, God. Thank you again for your attentiveness. Thank you for your time. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you, glory to God, for telling someone else about the PNN. God bless you tonight, glory to God. And that does conclude our broadcast for tonight. Again, want to encourage you, do get a copy. Amen. Do get your copy. Amen. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. Thank God for each and every one of you. And tonight, we say blessings unto you. In Jesus' name, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.